15th parak Yevamis Mishnah Tes. Continue this concept of a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, and now there's an issue: is she chayv yibam or not? So here we're talking about a case where when she left with her husband, they left without children. So her status quo now would be if her husband dies, she has to do yibam. She says, "Nitan li ben b'medina sayam." She says, "No, the status quo changed out of town. When we were away, we gave birth to a son." So now, Amram meiz b'ni v'achakach meiz b'ayil. She said, "The son died before my husband died." Then menas, she's believed because that status quo. She was in a state when she left that she's chayv in yibam. Now she says, "My husband died. She's chayv in yibam." Now here's a chiddush that even though this testimony she's saying now will permit her to her eisha to the eisha zach. But that's permitted because she's not really making a testimony specifically to change the status in respect to the father's brother. That was all along the status that if he dies, she marries the father's brother. So in as much as she's believed that her husband died, she's believed to do yibam. But meis b'al v'achkach meis b'ni, if she says, my husband died before my son, and therefore I do not have to do yibum. So now she's adding a new piece of information that we didn't have before. Not only did my husband die, but till now I was in a status of having to do yibum, and I'm testifying that he died in a fashion that I don't have to do yibum because my son died after him. Eidin emenes, she's not believed, because once again, in respect to yibum, she's not believed that she changes the status. V'choshim to what she says, v'choletzes v'loim yisya b'emes, and therefore she has to do chalitza because we don't believe her fully, but she cannot do yibum.